We just watched it. But would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip with Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
And you know I love true crime. But this one, this case has been so public, Justin. You maybe have heard of it.
Uh-oh.
It's the dude who was a dentist. He was diddling his hygienist and his wife. They went on safari together, he and his wife. And she died. Everyone thought it was suicide because it was in another country and no one looked into it. And then everyone in America was like, no, we're pretty sure he did that. It's called Trophy Wife Murder on Safari. Did you hear about this? They did a Dateline. They did a 2020. I've watched everything on this case and I've read every article.
That is not the type of thing that I pay attention to. Anything that has to do with murder and death, I just tune it out. It just hurts my soul hearing about that stuff.
That's fair. I'm very interested to hear how they solve the cases. I will always Google them. And if it's not solved, I don't watch it.
Oh, really?
But I want to know how the person, usually it's a female who's the victim. I want to know how they got justice or how they got away. I want to have justice in these cases. So anyway, he was on a hunting trip in Zambia. His name, Larry Rudolph, wife named Bianca. It was alleged that she took her own life with a shotgun, which no one would ever do if you know guns because they're giant. So it took years, though, to solve this case. And you go through, it's a 3-episode documentary on Hulu. It's called Trophy Wife. They take you through how they found out he actually was guilty of this. And then they uncovered this whole Pandora's box of other crimes he was guilty of. Mail fraud, all this other stuff. The mistress is in prison now. Not going to spoil that for you about why she's in prison, too. It's a whole web. Mm. It's very compelling. It is disturbing, as you said, but I'm always intrigued to see how this person got justice. That's the part I like. I find that satisfying.
A true crime is one of the most popular forms of entertainment currently, and it is the biggest podcast or all true crime podcasts, mm-hmm. some of the biggest documentaries. So I get it. A lot of people are into it, but I've been to Zambia too, which is fun.
Whoa.
Fun fact.
You did not kill anyone there.
No, I wouldn't kill anything.
Also another fun fact. Yeah. But here's the thing. I do think that we as females, we're the biggest audience for this because the crimes tend to be, I'm not trying to be a gender trope, but like most serial killers are male and most of the victims are women.
Yes.
So I think we watch these going, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be aware of that.
It's kind of like a safety video for you guys.
It's a how to not. So anyway, I do recommend it. Trophy Wife on Hulu. It's 3 episodes.
Easily bingeable. 3 episodes.
Yes.
Easily.